It's Paul Smolin, M.D., your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome to another edition of DocSmo.com. I want to thank you for joining me today. Now, in today's podcast, we're going to continue what I call my physiology series. I'm going to try to teach you some basic physiology, and specifically, we're going to talk about kidney function today. And then after I've taught you some of that kidney function, we're then going to translate that into some practical guidelines for infants that all parents should know. So let's get right into today's subject with a discussion of kidney function. Your child's kidneys do a lot of things, but their two big main functions are to get rid of waste products of your body. You know, when you burn sugar and fat, there's smoke, so to speak. There are chemical wastes, and your kidneys are responsible for getting rid of most of those. And the other function is to keep our body in salt and water balance. Now here's what you need to understand. Without a constant water and salt content in our blood and tissues, we can't exist, and neither can your infant. Without that constant salt water environment that the kidneys maintain, other body organs just can't work. The salt and water content of your child's blood cannot vary at all if your child's good health is to be maintained. Now, your kidneys are responsible for this, and they have actually a very, very monotonous job, constantly and unwaveringly keeping his or her body's total water and salt content exactly right, while at the same time getting rid of all those extra wastes. Kidneys have to get it right every time, all the time. They have no room for error. So you can see, constant production of urine is absolutely essential to good health. Your child's kidneys have to constantly tweak their total body water and total body salt to keep everything just in balance. But let's contemplate what happens when your child drinks some water. Water without salt is called free water in the lingo. And if your child's total body water was normal, when they drank that free water, their kidneys immediately kick into action and excrete the extra free water into his urine, bringing your child's total body water back into perfect balance. If your child, on the other hand, was a little thirsty and a little water depleted when they drank that free water, their kidneys know exactly how much water to save and how much of the extra water to excrete into the urine. Don't ever forget that kidneys are geniuses. And what if your child drinks some salty water like seawater? Yeah, you know it. His or her kidneys know exactly what to do in that situation as well, excreting the extra salt and water in just the right proportions to bring your child's salt and water balance right back into balance. But there are limits to this. Their kidneys are strong, but their power is not unlimited. If your child inadvertently drinks too much water, they can get really, really sick. They can become what is known as water intoxicated. That's a life-threatening state. Their kidneys' ability to get rid of the extra free water is overwhelmed, leading to too much total body water and dilution of body salts, and this is serious, serious stuff. We now have a metabolic emergency just from drinking a little too much water, more than your child's kidneys can handle. Well, you can see that a constant adjustment of water and salt is vital to your child's health, and that your child's kidneys are doing most of this work. Now, that knowledge gives changing all those diapers that you've been changing a whole new meaning, doesn't it? Now, I want you to remember this Doc Smo pearl. And the pearl is, small people have small kidneys. Let me repeat that. Small people have small kidneys. That means that little people, especially babies under 6 months of age, have a very limited ability to juggle extra salt and extra water relative to older children. Their tolerance for water and salt overload is much less than a bigger person's. And it's very important that a small baby, and we define small babies under 6 months of age, not get too much free water or too much salt. Pure and simple. Well, now that you've learned some kidney physiology, you can better appreciate the take-home messages that I want you to remember from this PEDcast. And here they are. Babies under 6 months of age should not be given plain water to drink. It's dangerous. They may inadvertently drink too much water and become water intoxicated. And as that name implies, too much water can build up in their bloodstream, causing a temporary dysfunction of their brain, just like alcohol intoxication. Their brains can actually swell, and this is really dangerous. Now, after 6 months of age, water drinking is usually okay, since babies seem to have a better sense of how to regulate their water intake. An infant over 6 months of age is really quite unlikely to drink too much water. Now, let's say your child under 6 months of age has diarrhea, and they're losing a lot of water in their stool. Well, we've got to replace it. We don't want the child to get dehydrated, but the best fluids to replace that with are breast milk, formula, or an electrolyte drink, because all of these have water, but they also have salt, and that makes things much easier on your baby's kidneys, and it makes it much more likely that they'll be able to keep their bodies in balance. Have you ever wondered why baby food is so bland? It has no taste. Well, that's because the manufacturers of baby food try not to put too much salt in it, like they do with food that older people eat, because they know that small people have small kidneys. Remember that Doc Smoperl? And little kidneys have a hard time handling a large amount of salt. So stick with the low-salt foods until your child is at least a year, and try not to give them heavily salted table foods. Now here's another tip that relates to water indirectly, but that is, never leave a young child, or any child, unattended in a hot car, even for a few minutes. In this kind of an extreme condition, their ability to maintain water balance can be overwhelmed incredibly fast, leading to some very serious, life-threatening health conditions. Just don't do it. And one final situation where young children are around water is around the pools and the lakes and the creeks and the rivers where you go swimming. Most experts are not advocates of allowing young children to be submerged underwater. And here's what can happen. They can either swallow way too much water, they essentially drink the pool, which can lead to that water intoxication thing we talked about before, or they can even aspirate water into their lungs, leading to aspiration pneumonia. Have fun with the water and your children, but till they're old enough to understand the dangers of water, they should not be submerged underwater. Well, thank you for joining me today. You can check out more information about today's topic in my SMO notes that are listed on my website. As always, your comments are welcome. I invite them. And you healthcare providers, feel free. Go ahead and send your insights. Share some of your wisdom with others. Now check out other PEDcasts on iTunes, Facebook, or my website, docsmo.com. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, broadcasting from Studio 1E in Charlotte, North Carolina, taking a few minutes to tout some of the things parents need to think about. Until next time. I want to thank the following people for their contributions to this PEDcast. Seth Jaffe for his creative editing. Sarah Smolin for her digital editing and photography. and Ben Smolin, Jerome Moof, and Robert Beezer for providing this wonderful music you are hearing. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.